You're with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
The borders are easing. The race is on to enjoy this particularly perfect part of Australia. So how about we take a visit to some of our spectacular national parks? And why not do it from the comfort of wherever you're listening right now? Helping you make the journey to one of Queensland's stunning national parks this afternoon, to one of the most remote stretches of the Sunshine State, by the way, Park Ranger Sarah Jess. Sarah, where are you taking us today?
Well, Kat, today I thought I'd take you on a journey to Bujumala National Park in far northwest Queensland.
Wow. I got to confess, I had never heard of Bujumala National Park until I had to sit down and write this script. And of course, the first thing I did was toddle off to the internet and look for some images. And holy dooly, what a brilliantly beautiful part of paradise you get to park range. Tell me more.
It's an amazing part of Queensland. I'm just one of few rangers who happen to work up there. It's an amazing spot, and managing that park is just really one of the highlights of my occupation, I believe.
So you're based in Charters Towers. What's the drive time between CT and the park that you range?
It's a comfy 10 to 11 hours, depending on the caravans and the trucks and everything else on the road. Yeah, it's just shy of 1,000 kilometres.
Yeah, okay. And how is the drive through? The road's in good nick, or do you need something serious to really get the most out of a visit to the Bujumala National Park?
No, look, it's mostly bitumen coming from Charters Towers. The last 60 to 70 kilometres is dirt, but other than that, it's bitumen the whole way. A nice, comfortable drive. And from Mount Isa up through the Barkly Highway there, there's about 150 kilometres of dirt, but bitumen from there to there.
Now tell me, paint me a picture, if you would, with your words, about what happens when you sort of make your way along these dusty roads, and then what do you see? How do you know you've arrived?
Oh, you make your way along these dusty roads, you're a little bit broken and rattled, and then you arrive at this break in the Constance Range. There's a lovely little stone-pitched wall there that says Bujumala National Park, and as you drive through, there's an old sort of rock formation on the right-hand side there that we call the old grandfather, and he's looking down on you, and then you've got another sort of 4 or 5 kilometres, and then this beautiful green oasis just emerges out of nowhere, and that's how you know you've arrived.
Now, this green oasis you're talking about, what sort of chance do I have of encountering a crocodile if I was to take a dip in the beautiful green waters of this national park?
Most unlikely. That they are in there. There's quite a good little population in there, but they tend to hide. They're a little bit shy and less provoked. You'll be unlikely to come across one while you're swimming. You might find one basking on a log, but it's unlikely to encounter one while you're swimming.
ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland. We're taking a dip this afternoon with Park Ranger Sarah Jess into the beautiful waters of the waterways that make up the Bujumala National Park, formerly known as Lawn Hill National Park, which is in the Berkshire in the very north west of Queensland. Sarah, tell me a little bit more about what you could expect to enjoy if you decided to head up there for a camp. Have you got sites? Are they powered? What's the play?
At the national park there, we have 20 unpowered sites. There are some designed for caravans and there are some designed for tents. 10 kilometres down the road, you can camp at Adelsgrove, where you do have options of powered sites and or unpowered sites. And we have a bush camp down on the Gregory River as well, if you want to escape the hustle and bustle of the gorge and just camp a little bit more quietly along the Gregory.
Canoeing and other activities, what could we do while we're up there besides just sit and marvel at the spectacular natural scenery?
There's plenty to do there. You can certainly go wildlife spotting, the sport for choice there. You can go canoeing up to Indari Falls or above that, up to the upper gorge. And there's around 20 kilometres of walking tracks to explore. And you can see a range of things on there, from rock art to escarpments, to beautiful spinifex or limestone. Outcrops, just beautiful, sport for choice. And, of course, there's a Riversleigh World Heritage Area just down the road.
All respect to the Wanyai Aboriginal people who have made country there for a very, very long time. And some of the other sites that I understand that you could spot, Jess, if you had a couple of binoculars and were keen for a bit of twitching, some crimson finches and bird life, big deal up there.
We get purple crown fairy wrens up there, and they're delightful, and you can see them quite readily just from around the campground. You don't have to be an expert bird watcher to come across those. You'll see buff-sided robins, lorikeets, parrots, cormorants, all sorts of birds.
Now, how busy does it tend to get during school holidays, which are just around the corner?
School holidays can be very busy, and we advise anyone wanting to go there to book well in advance to avoid disappointment. It's the peak time. Generally, this time of year, it starts getting very hot up there. We're in our early 40s now, so people should be conscious of that if they're considering a trip to Bujumala. But otherwise, I'd recommend booking early.
Sounds fantastic, Sarah. Thank you very much for your time and taking us to Bujumala National Park and Gorge. Gorgeous.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.